Hello, and thank you for joining us for Broncos TV Live. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. The Broncos got in some good work today with the 49ers, the first of two joint practices with San Francisco. We'll talk about the defense in a second, but first let's talk about the Broncos offense going against that 49ers defense. Mace, the QBs, not a single pick today.
Yeah, they had a pretty good day working against the 49ers defense, and Mark Sanchez did a good job squeezing the ball into some tight windows. We saw Trevor Siemian get the deep ball going, and Mark Sanchez got the deep ball going as well. He found Emmanuel Sanders late in practice, and Paxton Lynch, I thought he made some good decisions, and all three quarterbacks had to deal with a lot of pressure. You had the 49ers throwing some stunts and twists at the Broncos, and that led to some pressure. The quarterbacks were operating under duress for decent portions of the day, but reacted in general pretty well to it.
And despite seeing some real football, as Gary Kubiak put it, he said he has not named a starter for this week's game against the 49ers. Matt, how do you think, who's going to be the guy this week?
Well, I don't blame him that he's not named a guy, because like we just mentioned with Mace, all three quarterbacks had terrific days, and it's not like Mark Sanchez did a ton better than Trevor Siemian and vice versa. I think that both of those guys showed great poise when it came to facing that 49ers defense. And like you said, we talked off camera earlier, you know, DeForest Buckner, Navarro Bowman, these guys are premier defenders in the NFL, and to do what these three quarterbacks did today was nothing short of stellar. So, first of all, hats off to them. We talked to them after practice, all three quarterbacks saying that while, yes, this is a very competitive atmosphere, they are still focused on the competition at hand in their own quarterback room.
You know, I don't know. I think trying to take it day by day is obviously really competitive here with the Niners in today, which was fun. But just taking it day by day, and yeah, there's a certain comfort level, you know, whether it's the first group or second group, you're with the same guys. So I think that helps.
There's always new opportunities when you face another team or another squad like that. I thought I didn't get to see how the defense did, but it sounded like they did well too. So that's exactly what we wanted today, to go out and compete and put our best foot forward.
It's definitely an opportunity to do that. You know, you get the reps in the game, and then you have opportunity to come out here and practice as well. You're still getting those reps, just, you know, not in a game format. So you definitely got to take these reps how you get them and show the importance of them.
I think the flow that each of these three guys has gotten into with the entire wide receiving and backfield core, I think, is very telling. Paxton Lynch today finding Daron Neal in the corner of the end zone, whether it be Trevor Siemian throwing one to Virgil Green and Mark Sanchez throwing to Emmanuel Sanders. I think all facets of the offense in the passing game were on display today, and I think that they showed great resiliency throughout practice.
Yeah, and another note on the offense, you mentioned some of the other guys out there. Gary Kubiak pointed out Henry Krieger-Kobel today for stepping up along with Virgil Green after Jeff Hireman went down with a little bit of a hamstring tweak. Those two guys finished the rest of camp, and he really liked the way those two guys battled. On the other side of the ball, another little bit of a scare there. Derek Wolfe left practice early. Turns out it was maybe just a rolled ankle.
Yeah, and if that's all it is, that's very good news for the Broncos, because they really can't afford another injury on that defensive line, with Vance Walker suffering a torn ACL on Monday. You know, Phil Taylor was injured early in camp and then was on IR and then waived, and Kenny Anikki couldn't make it all the way back from the knee injury he had last year. So they need all the help they can get up front, and they need Derek Wolfe. So certainly him, if that turns out that it's just a rolled ankle and that's it, that's good news for the Broncos. But for the defense in general, a good day going up against an offense that's it's going to throw some different looks at you. A lot of zone read type stuff that Chip Kelly likes to run. And frankly, it's a little bit of a good preview for week one. No one's saying that Blaine Gabbert is in Cam Newton's class, mind you, but you're seeing some elements that you're going to get from the Panthers' offense, so it's incumbent on the outside linebackers to maintain their position, not over-pursue. Von Miller, Shane Ray did a good job of that today.
Yeah, Chip Kelly, in his second job here in the NFL, no doubt a brilliant offensive mind, going to get the most out of his guys, but Matt, every time I looked over at that field, it seemed like a defensive back was making an interception today.
Well, today the no-fly zone came to play. I mean, it was really a display that was pretty remarkable, because you think about these practices you know, each team is just trying to get better. But we talked to TJ Ward last week, and he said he really views this as a game-type atmosphere, and you could see that there's a bit of trash talking going on. And the DBs were very vocal on each play, whether it be 7-on-7, team drills, two-minute, no matter what it was. All of the defensive backs on that front line were very talkative. Aqib
Talib. No surprise.
No. Aqib Talib talking to the other quarterback wasn't really much of a shock. But I think that, you know, that's showmanship, that's gamesmanship, and this is one of the most swagger-filled groups that you're going position groups that you're going to find in the NFL. And the surprising thing to me, though, was the interceptions didn't come from guys like T.J. Ward and Aqib Talib. They came from guys like Lorenzo Doss, Justin Simmons, and we had a chance to catch up with both Simmons and Doss after practice, and they just said this is all part of being in the no-fly zone.
Same thing. I just want to put on good tape, flying to the football, making plays, doing my job, and you know, helping the team get a W.
You know, you just take it. I keep saying it over and over, but day by day, you know, you keep just trying to take that step each day, work on something to improve on.
It's just me feeling comfortable. This is my second year, mentally stronger, physically stronger, and just going out there and doing my job, working my technique, getting hands on the receivers, and just playing the ball when it's in the air.
Oh man, Dawes been making plays all camp. You know, he's just a natural playmaker. He has ability to find the ball and, you know, come out of cuts and breaks that normal people wouldn't do. But, you know, he's got his hands on a lot of balls this camp.
Those young guys are getting a lot of respect from veterans like T.J. Ward, and I thought it was telling guys that, you know, Justin Simmons, not just an interception, but a couple pass breakups, Lorenzo Doss getting another interception. He seems to be everywhere out on the field so far this training camp, but I at least thought that, you know, with a new team coming in, this was really going to be a test because these young defensive backs kind of have the rhythm of the wide receiver group now for the Broncos, but they passed this new test with flying colors.
Yeah, Simmons, something you want to see from a young safety, a nose for the ball. He clearly is showing that he knows where things are happening, sees where plays are developing, and like Matt mentioned, things got a little bit testy here today, but not on the defensive side. On the other side of the ball, we saw a skirmish between the Broncos offense and the 49ers defense, but that's bound to happen in a joint practice.
Yeah, even saw one on special teams as well when Donald Stevenson was getting into it in a field goal period. But, you know, it's reminiscent of 2 years ago when Houston came into training camp and they had a couple of practices here. Similar to the 49ers, they're coming off of a bad season, have a new head coach, so the team's looking to prove something to the rest of the league, to itself, to its new coaching staff. And so you're getting that feistiness, that testiness, that energy from the 49ers that the Broncos experienced from the Houston Texans a couple of years ago when Bill O'Brien brought those guys in. Very similar, and I think it's good preparation for the Broncos to remind them of the kind of intensity that's going to come their way every Sunday.
Yeah, and we had a chance to catch up with some of the 49ers after practice, and they said, hey, this is a great learning experience for a young squad.
It's a great team. They know how to practice. They know how to play. They know how to win. And us being a young team and us trying to get to that point, just being able to come out here for these 2 days of practice with them, it's going to pay dividends for us.
You know, getting a chance to play against a team that won it all. I mean, that's always a great thing. And, you know, always get work against a different team, a different atmosphere, you know, seeing what they like to do on offense. Allows us to work our coverages and things like that. So it's always good to, you know, get some work against other teams.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's the defending Super Bowl champs right there. So we get to go against them a couple times this week. So that'll be good for us. And, you know, we can carry that on over into the season, and that'll be good for us.
The competition level is, you know, is the highest it gets. You know, these are the defending Super Bowl champions, you know what I'm saying, the best of the best. So, you know, you got to bring your game. And then coming to Denver, playing in the altitude, you know, that's only an extra advantage.
And the guy you heard from last there, Tony Gerard Eddy, practically like a brother to Von Miller. Hopefully we'll have more from those two coming up tomorrow on DenverBroncos.com. But we've reached the end of segment one. Guys, who are your players of the day?
Well, I'll start on defense. I will go with Justin Simmons. We mentioned him earlier, but Wow, what a practice. Three pass breakups, one interception. He seemed to be everywhere on the field. And I think it's starting to be telling that the Broncos are starting to use him more on those front line, you know, sub packages. And I think that that shows the confidence that they have in him because he's been so consistent over the last couple of weeks. So for me, just the body of work that Justin Simmons has been able to put together, especially over this last week, has been pretty incredible.
Yeah, Simmons getting some action there with the ones and certain packages, looking pretty impressive so far.
Yeah, he's playing the role of David Bruton Jr. that was vacated when he left in free agency, and he's certainly proved that he's worthy of the task and has had a very good camp. My players of the day, let's go to the other side. Let's go to the running backs, C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, and Capri Bibbs. I'm spreading the love around, but all of them had very good runs during practice. And one thing I'm seeing in particular from Devontae Booker getting adjusted to this scheme, his cuts and his ability to read the holes as they flash open and cut back and get to them, they're getting better and better each day. He's also doing much better in blitz pickups. C.J. Anderson talked to me about that after practice today. So those three running backs all showed good things today, especially against a very tough run defense, because Navarro Bowman was making some plays too.
That run game will certainly be crucial this season, especially for the deep play. That's why I'm going with Emmanuel Sanders today. Caught two really long touchdowns, was active throughout the day, so I thought Emmanuel Sanders was crucial out there today.